Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Daily press conference. Quinny.
Thank you.
Top
performance from everybody involved. Really good. Like the game. It's a difficult game. You play against an opponent. Obviously, it's going for counter attacks, which is absolutely fine. 4-5-1. So we have to get used to it with all accounts. It's like just we could have. And we told the boys in halftime anyway. We could have. Pass with a bit more purpose, a bit more direction, a bit quicker in moments, but it's difficult. I saw one or two diagonals we tried, which were good, but then through the wind didn't arrive, and then we didn't do it anymore. That makes not too much sense. Scored anyway two goals. Wonderful, conceded a set-piece goal, which was well executed. We could have done better in that situation for sure, but anyhow, and then... I think that it's clear, when you're as dominant as we are, it's clear that if you keep being dominant and improve in some departments, you will create more chances. What was it? Mastio was the third goal, right? This wonderful half volley, blah, blah, blah. That was the direction you needed. It was a difficult ball for the defender to defend, I would say. And then we could score there. Yeah. And then another screamer from Norwich, and we could finish the game off all good. Could bring the boys back, could give them minutes, which is very helpful. The kids showed up, were involved in 4 out of 5 goals. That's great. So actually, nothing really to complain.
Can I ask how it was from a personal point of view as well, emotionally? What was it like?
Yeah, it is, but my job is to... I have them. Okay, it's not always easy, but I have to put myself together and don't get... But I received all the messages the people sent. I'm not made of wood, and so I get all these. I said not too long ago, don't sing the song during the game. People obviously stopped already listening to me. That's good. It's fine. We won the game. We scored after that. So superstitious, if ever was, is done as well. A reason for being superstitious in that case, and it was great. But it's the first game after that, and I'm not here to tell the people what they have to do. It's just we play on Wednesday again, and if it only could ignore for 95 or 100 minutes that the manager's leaving at the end of the season, and just do everything to make it as uncomfortable for Chelsea as possible, that would be great. And I know the people know that as well, and so I don't have to say it. But it was a wonderful afternoon in all parts of it.
No. Will?
Yeah, obviously it came for Conful taking his assist, I'll ask you for him, and just in terms of it, hasn't he? Your 8 years before, is the strongest you've ever seen in terms of talent that's coming out of it?
Yeah, and you don't know a few yet, so maybe you know them, but... they were not with us yet on the pitch and stuff like this, but there's a lot to come still, so really there. Today Bobby Clark didn't come on, and I think he did particularly well in the last few games. Trey and Dunsey are a special as well from the U18s. Kumas. There are a lot of really good players coming up still. So yeah, that's academy is a good moment, I would say, producing wise, and it's wonderful. James is probably would consider himself rather as an aide, but a midfielder probably should do if you don't play your whole life on a six. But he's a smart footballer. He has the necessary aggression, the vision, and all these kind of things that he can play on that position on the six. Did it really well today. And on top of that, a good footballer, how you saw, not only saw with the cross for Curtis, but as well in a lot of other moments. It's really nice. Connor, same, just really good. Kwanzaa, not sure how long we still have to talk about him as an academy. Well, he is, yes, great, but actually he's now settled, I would say. He can still improve, of course, because of the age. But he's an important part of the squad, like they all are. And we wouldn't be where we are if the boys wouldn't have been there. You know, there's no chance. And that's why it's so cool to have them. And it's not about me giving them opportunities. It's about them knocking on the door that I can't ignore it, actually. And that's what they did.
Just check on Alexis
Kalchuk also. Yeah, Alexis. I would say last game of the season, decider or whatever, he could have played, but in all other games not, because he felt a little bit, and we just said no, then I don't want to know more, so that's just it. We gave him a rest. I think he should be ready for Wednesday.
Any more? James?
Yeah, we just discussed how important is it to get Andy Robertson back out there, Trent Dominic?
What do you think? Very important. That we could give them minutes, you know, it's really. So Trent and Dombe are not too long out, but I think they would say too long anyway, but Robert was really out for a long time. So and each minute they can get now is really important. And today that helped as well to share intensity again. Darwin didn't take off because he played bad or whatever, of course not. So because just the amount of games we played and will play. And then the same with Joey. And I probably forgot who was the other one we took off. Yeah, I forgot it. Okay, for Trent, but that's how it is. And who did we take off when Trent came on? Winger? Curtis. Yeah, then probably. So, but that's all good. We could share the minutes. That was the most important thing, and could win the game. And now, that's it. Now, in 4 weeks we play the next FA Cup game. So in between, until then, we play just Premier League, if I'm right. So let's do that and one final, let's do that. Let's make sure we are ready for that, because it's not about the boys are back. It's great, but we played pretty good without them, to be honest. So it's not about who's playing; it's about how we are playing, and we have to make sure that we are the one team. No, Chelsea doesn't want to play against, and Arsenal doesn't want to play against. So let's see what we can do with the players we have now available.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.